High school girls state tournament basketball play yesterday. Class 2A first round action. Timber Schechinger of IKM Manning was the star as she just missed a triple-double with 23 points, 15 rebounds, and 9 assists to help third-ranked Wolves beat number 14 Bellevue 71-55 yesterday. The Wolves began the second half on an 11-2 run that turned around a two-point halftime deficit. Schechinger then did the rest as the Northwest Missouri State recruit scored 14 of her team's 18 points, building an insurmountable lead. She also finished with 5 steals, 2 blocks, and committed just 1 turnover. Kaylee Blake added a dozen points, and freshman Morgan Mulbauer scored 10 for IKM Manning, as they'll next face Pella Christian in the semifinals this week. Pella Christian, a 66-63 winner over West Hancock in the other 2A first-round game yesterday. In Class 3A first-round matchups yesterday, Davenport Assumption beat Glenwood 54-41 as Danielle Moore scored 23 points to lead the Knights. Morgan Lucy had 14 points, 11 rebounds, and 4 block shots to help out the Glenwood Rams, but just not enough as they couldn't overcome a 27-2 run that spanned the second and third quarters for Davenport Assumption. Help them put that game away as they move on into the semifinals. Also moving on, MOC Floyd Valley 50-37 over Bondurant Farrar. Bishop Heelan Catholic of Sioux City beat Dubuque Wallard 77-60, and Ballard pulled the upset as they knocked off top-ranked Benton by a final of 50-34 in first-round action yesterday. In Class 4A first-round play today, Iowa City High and Iowa City West. They're just like a mile away from each other, but they had to drive all the way to Des Moines to face off against one another in the first round of the girls' state tourney this morning at 10 o'clock. That'll be followed by Waukee versus Mason City, Cedar Rapids Xavier playing Ankeny, and Ames battling Southeast Polk. Then tonight, they'll move into the 1A semis. Bedford will face Lamar's Galen Catholic at 6:45. At 8:30, it's West Sioux against North Mahaska in the 1A semifinals tonight in Des Moines. Well, last night, the boys' sub-state championship games held in Class 4A. Sioux City East will advance to the tournament as they knocked out Lewis Central by a final of 49-27. Also in sub-states in 4A, Ankeny beat Des Moines Roosevelt 40-27, Cedar Rapids Jefferson an overtime 67-65 winner over Cedar Falls, Dubuque Senior beat North Scott 56-31, Iowa City West over Bettendorf 68-42, Linmar beat Cedar Rapids Kennedy in double overtime 83-77, West Des Moines Valley over Johnston 44-38, and Waukee beat Des Moines Hoover 48-47 last night. Iowa travels to Nebraska today for its final road game of the season tonight. The Hawkeyes can reach 500 in the Big Ten for the first time since former coach Steve Alford's final season with wins over the Huskers and Northwestern on Saturday. Nebraska stunned Iowa in Iowa City 79-73 last month after falling behind in the first half. This will be Iowa's first visit to Lincoln since 1976. Tip time at the Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln is 8 p.m. You can hear that game live tonight here on KJAN. Pregame show gets things started at 7 o'clock tonight. Iowa State looks for its second straight road win when they face 7th-ranked Missouri tonight. The Tigers beat Iowa State 76-69 on January 10th. The Cyclones will be seeking their 12th conference win, a mark they've only reached twice before. Missouri's lost 2 straight for the first time all season. Tip time at the Mizzou Arena in Columbia tonight, set for 7 o'clock. Northern Iowa ran roughshod through the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament 2 years ago in what proved to be a tune-up for its stunning run to the NCAA Tournament's regional semifinals. The Panthers enter this week's league tournament knowing that it once again represents their only chance to sneak into the NCAAs. 5th-seed Northern Iowa opens tournament play against Illinois State on Friday. The winner of that game would likely get top-seeded in 15th-ranked Wichita State on Saturday in the semifinals. It's all a long shot at best for Northern Iowa, which will likely miss the NCAAs for the second straight season unless they can dust off some of that old magic from years past. Creighton star Doug McDermott is the Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year, becoming the first sophomore to win that honor. McDermott ranks 3rd nationally with 23.1 points per game and is 2nd in the Valley in rebounding and 3-point field goal percentage. McDermott received 25 of 36 first place votes by a panel of league coaches, sports information directors, and media. Wichita State's Garrett Stutz and Joe Ragland, Evansville's Colt Ryan, and Missouri State's Kyle Weems joined McDermott as first team all-league picks. Northern Iowa's Seth Tuttle is the league's Freshman of the Year, while Carl Hall of Wichita State is the top newcomer. Gregory Ekenik of Creighton is the league's top defender, while Evansville's Ned Cox took home Sixth Man of the Year honors. On the court, a top 25 play last night. Fourth-ranked Duke continues to play very well with just over a week before the start of the ACC tournament. Ryan Kelly scored a career-high 23 points, and the Blue Devils claimed their seventh straight win by topping Wake Forest 79-71. Number 18 Indiana prevented Michigan State from clinching the Big Ten title last night. Cody Zeller scored 18 points, and the Hoosiers knocked off a top 5 team for the third time this season, beating 5th-rated Spartans 70-55. Number 14 Wisconsin wrapped up a first-round bye in the Big Ten tournament as Jordan Taylor scored 22 points, leading a 52-45 win over Minnesota. And Vanderbilt upset number 16 Florida 77-67 in Nashville to clinch a first-round bye in the SEC tourney. Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter says she isn't sure whether she'd like to see the Hawkeyes play Northwestern or Nebraska in their opening game of this week's Big Ten tournament. Iowa earned the third seed for the tournament, held from Thursday to Sunday in Indianapolis, with its current 8-game winning streak. The Hawkeyes will play either the Wildcats or the Huskers on Friday. Bluter says they'd be confident playing Northwestern because they swept the Wildcats this season, but she says they would love the opportunity to play Nebraska again after the Huskers swept the Hawkeyes. Iowa's 19-10 overall. They finished 11-5 in regular season Big Ten conference play. Well, Texas A&M and Missouri have agreed to pay $12.4 million each to leave the Big 12 and join the Southeastern Conference in July. The league announced those agreements on Tuesday. Texas A&M will receive unspecified benefits from the Big 12's new television contract with Fox Sports and certain other concessions. However, Missouri waived any claims to revenue from the TV deal, which takes effect in July, and they agreed to pay the Big 12 another $500,000 to cover officiating expenses for the 2011-12 school year. Well, the Daytona 500 was delayed a day and a half, but it was well worth it for Fox. The first primetime Daytona 500 in NASCAR history posted the network's highest-rated Monday night audience since Game 5 of the 2010 World Series. The rain-delayed, crash-filled race was seen by 36.5 million viewers, up 22% from 30 million last year. Meanwhile, NASCAR will allow Brad Keselowski to keep his cell phone in his race car during events. Keselowski drew worldwide attention for posting on Twitter during the red flag period in the Daytona 500. He posted pictures, answered questions, and kept fans informed of what was happening during that stoppage. Well, the person who collected Ryan Braun's urine samples that tested positive for elevated levels of testosterone says he followed the collections program's protocol. Dino Lorenzi Jr. issued a statement saying that he had been a collector for comprehensive drug testing since 2005 and has taken more than 600 samples for Major League Baseball's drug testing program. Lorenzi says he stored Braun's sample in his basement in accordance with drug collecting procedure because there was no FedEx office located within 50 miles of Miller Park that would ship packages that day or Sunday. Braun's 50-game suspension was overturned last week. He contends at least 5 FedEx locations within 5 miles were open until 9 p.m., and there also was a 24-hour location. Also in baseball news, Houston manager Brad Mills says Brett Myers will be the guy anchoring his bullpen. The 31-year-old right-hander started 34 games last season, went 7-14 with a .446 earned run average. Also from spring training, word that New York Yankees reliever Jabba Chamberlain threw off a full mound for the first time in 8 months. He's expected to rejoin the Yankees this season, possibly before the All-Star break. Atlanta Braves first baseman Freddie Freeman is expected to miss at least a week after injuring his right knee during an infield drill Tuesday. Freeman was runner-up for National League Rookie of the Year last year after hitting .282 with 21 homers and 76 RBIs. The Angels will phase out the use of the phrase El Hombre in marketing campaigns involving superstar slugger Albert Pujols. An Angels spokesman says billboards using Pujols and El Hombre would remain up in parts of Southern California until early April, but the team is aware of how Pujols feels about the phrase and will respect his wishes that it not be used any further. And the Iowa Barnstormers of the Arena Football League have released former record-breaking Hawkeye receiver Darrell Johnson Koulianos. General Manager John Pettit made those comments to WHO-TV. The AFL team placed Johnson Koulianos on AFL reassignment, which is another word for being cut. The player known to Hawkeye fans as DJK was arrested for drug possession before the 2010 Insight Bowl and was later dismissed by Coach Kirk Ferentz. Pettit says the Barnstormers had no disciplinary problems or off-the-field issues with DJK, and the choice to release him was strictly a football decision. The CFL's Montreal Alouettes also signed Johnson Koulianos to a contract, and he expects to join them next season. Barnstormers coach Mike Hohen Ramsey said the short training camp contributed to that decision. That's Checkin' Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.